The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Service on your side to work through some of your medical issues. The medical issues of lots of people come before Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's here by dialing 888-553-7536. You will get through, as a lot of people did in the last hour. Help yourself to his service, to his mind, to his resources. I'm Doug Steffen. Help yourself also, if you can't get through on the phone, to the email, doug@dougsteffen.com is a good way to send along a question or two if you have one so that we can bore right in and focus on an answer that will help you out. A lot of information about hearts this week. Ken is a noted cardiologist, but he does a lot of work in other areas for sure. That's why his information is valuable in this context. The heart, what did you say? There was a semi-annual meeting in Chicago going on this week?
Exactly. The American College of Cardiology just completed their scientific sessions. And this is an annual meeting where people involved in heart research and taking care of heart patients meet annually to deliver the newest information. And that's why you'll hear this past week and going into next week all of these new bits of information.
So you and I were just talking with someone before we had a pause at the top of the hour. The conversation was about fish oils, that sort of thing. And you said something that was interesting, and I know that some people heard it and wondered, well, why is it that we would have talked about some of these things in the past, fish oil supplements, Cardiol, I remember talking about that, and some of the studies that suggest that it may not be as helpful as eating the fish. But I have found, and I don't know whether you've seen this, you and I have not really talked about it much, but because of my concern about my brain, fish oil seems to be a very important ingredient. So I look for really good quality fish oil supplements and take those every day. And they seem to be extraordinarily good from what I've read to keeping the brain fresh and pliable. You don't want it to get sort of stiff and hard. And I just wondered about that with regard to the heart. Yeah, if you can't. The thing that bothers some people about fish is it's hard to find good quality fish anymore.
Well, regarding the heart, and you know, you talk about how science recreates itself. Yeah, right. It's more that what happens is the studies get better and better. And what we know about the heart is that they don't do any harm, the fish oil supplements, but they don't seem to have any benefit as some of the earlier, less sophisticated, simpler studies showed. Mm-hmm. But with regards to the brain, I think you should eat the real thing.
Yeah, I get that. And but some people find it hard, depending on the schedule. I mean, I can't cook a meal every night. I have a hard day. Even if I go out to eat, I always am ordering salmon, usually. But I can't. Unless I change the way I live and make myself, fill up the refrigerator with the salmon, and every night when I come home, cook it. Because I think it's something more than twice a week, it seems to me. Some people need more than others. Isn't that part of the construct of our bodies?
Well, yes. There's a lot of different foods that are high in the omega-3 fatty acids. Salmon, you mentioned, flaxseed, walnuts. These are some good examples. Just any of the really oily fishes.
Mm-hmm. So let's then, as long as we're talking about what we are eating, the fruit idea, helping your heart and brain is something that came out this week. The establishment, the contradictions of the establishment. So we have people who specialize in the heart saying, don't eat full-fat dairy products. Don't have ice cream, that sort of thing. Now, there's another study that suggests if I read it correctly, that full-fat dairy products may be good for you if you have diabetes.
Well, don't jump to too much conclusion and read more into this study, and don't get too overly excited. But this is an important study because there's an article in Circulation, which is a very important medical journal. It's the American Heart Association's clinical heart journal. And what we read in this article, it's a small study. It's opening the door to suggesting that full-fat dairy may help actually lower diabetes. And it's not going to change the absolute guideline, which right now is to try to just eat low-fat dairy. But what we learn in this study is that people who consume full-fat dairy have lower chance of getting diabetes compared to those who consume only low-fat dairy. Those with the highest levels of dairy fat in their blood have up to 46% less chance of getting diabetes compared to those who have the lowest levels of dairy fats in their blood, according to this study. And the implication of this study, I think you have to interpret this. First of all, it's a small study. Second of all, it's one study. So we're not going to go and change and rewrite the entire dietary guideline, which says that we should consume low-fat dairy products. That's what the American Heart Association has been advocating for decades. But what I think is important about this study is that it may be okay at times to eat some high-fat products and normal fat just to mix around your diet and not think that, oh my gosh, I can't ever eat that high fat or normal fat product. I have to eat only low fat dairy products. And I think that's where this study fits in.
All right. So there's another study that focuses on diabetes this week as well. The number of people getting it seems to be increasing.
Yeah, this is another issue which goes along with the obesity epidemic. This is a great concern. This, the World Health Organization put out a comment this week that the world has seen nearly a fourfold increase in diabetes cases over the last quarter century, driven by excessive weight, obesity, aging, and population growth. These factors have come together to create this real big problem. So excessive weight, obesity, aging, and population growth. And there's now 422 million people affected in 2014. Prevention is through a healthy diet, exercise, and avoiding obesity. The way to get control of developing diabetes later in life is just to watch your weight and to limit the white flour products, those dairy products, the creamy carbohydrates, the white flour. That's what brings this on. And then, you know, why should I avoid diabetes, you might ask? Well, it just creates all of these head-to-toe problems, heart attacks, strokes, your eyesight, using your arms and legs, and even performing sexually.
Yeah, it's horrible. Diabetes is one of the worst things you can come in contact with, and it's sugar-related.
Well, it's sugar, white flour-related.
Yeah, okay. Well, that creates that, those carbs create sugar in your system when you eat them, right?
Correct.
That's why it's bad. So you want to stay away from pancakes, waffles, bread, of white bread. Anything that's white is what you want to stay away from, right?
Correct. And just keep an eye on the body weight and talk to your doctor if you haven't been in an exercise program. But combining proper diet and exercise really does work. I mean, I can tell you from personal experience. And especially aerobic exercise is what keeps the weight down. And, you know, but I like doing both, combining aerobics and strength. Strength will add some muscle. It'll help you keep your metabolism up. It'll also just give you overall strength and keep you ambulating, walking properly. But you have to have aerobics in there also. That's what really keeps the weight down.
All right. Take Dr. Ken's advice, and if you have questions and you want his advice, 888-553-7536, 16 past the hour on Good Day Health.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. Hold on a second. That's my voice. And this is my voice. I like this voice at this moment in time, 18 after the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us at 888-553-7536. Let's see if we can help out a gentleman whose name is Roger, and he's in Jackson, Tennessee. All right, Roger, you're on the air with Dr. Ken. What can we do to help you out?
Well, I was telling the girl to answer the phone that it's been close to a year ago that I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I went to the emergency room, and my sugar was 400, my A1C was 14, it was, and they even gave me an insulin shot, and it went higher instead of lower, and then I went to the regular doctor a couple of days later, and it was a lady doctor, and she was one putting out Metoprolol and insulin shots, and I refused to take any chemical medicine I did. And I told her I'd take this certain herb, and in 3 months' time, she couldn't believe the report because she said it cannot be reversed, and my AC wasn't.
So why'd you go to her in the first place if you were going to take that herb and figure out how to fix yourself? Why'd you go to her?
Well, to get a record statement, and so it was 14 AC1, and then in 3 months...
All right, so then what's your question for Dr. Ken? We only have about 60 seconds here.
Well, I see y'all don't want to recognize herbs at all.
Okay. No, that's not true.
That's a ridiculous statement to me.
Roger, there's actually a study from Arizona State University that showed that 20 grams of apple cider vinegar, 40 grams of water, a teaspoon of saccharin with each meal actually helped get sugar.
It's so funny. I take apple cider vinegar every day, and we talk about it all the time. So, Roger, we don't know.
Which show are you listening to, Roger?
Yeah, I think you're not listening to this one. Your question, your comments didn't make any sense at all. 888-553-7536. Please tell your story succinctly and ask your question so Ken can get to it and give you an answer. 21 after on Good Day Health.
Yeah. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Things to update here. 23 after the hour. The doctor is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, on Good Day Health, 888-553-7536. The chairman of my board has emailed me and wanted to know who paid for the study that suggested full-fat dairy might lower the risk of diabetes. Was it perhaps the milk industry? And, yeah, there are a lot of people who are cynical about these things because, as we know, and this is why I challenged you in my own way, because you and I have these conversations all the time, and I challenge you, you challenge me. Many times the outcome of a study, as is suggested by that email, it's the outcome comes to the side of that who that organization who pays for the study. So if the dairy industry paid for that, okay, we hear these stories about full fat in dairy products are good for you, bad for the heart, yada, 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 not good for your joints. One of the things that we do get into, Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, asked Dr. Ken about skim milk. And Ken, as you were just talking about the value of skim milk, from a dairy, I'm a dairy farmer, just being a broadcaster, been around cows all my life, and I've sold raw milk at my farm store here in Framingham, Massachusetts for a number of years. And you look at the label on skim milk, and you look at the label, even if it's 4% fat, you look at the label on raw milk, and you see the vast difference in the nutritional component there. Skim milk used to have some value before all the processing can, but now the way they do it with the lasers and the microwaving and all that stuff, even if you have full-fat milk, it really doesn't have much of a nutritional value.
An important thing about, you know, you always like to point out how these studies contradict each other. The important thing about this study and regular fat milk and lowering the risk of diabetes is that it's a so-called observational study. It's not a double-blinded randomized trial.
What does that mean?
This is where people, you know, just are asked about what they ate and then just ask about their history going back in time, a so-called observational study. Observational studies tend to be much less accurate than a randomized double-blinded study. And when but they're much more expensive and much more difficult to carry out, but they're much more powerful and much more accurate. So usually we start off to see if there's something there with an observational study, and then we'll do a randomized study to see whether the original observation is correct. So that's why I would hate to make too much about this study and change my life too much until the randomized study it confirms these results.
All right. Let's spend a moment talking about the FDA approval this week of the first wire-free pacemaker. I remember my father had a pacemaker, and it was a wire kind of weird. But this would be like an app, wouldn't it? Like an app?
This is the medical breakthrough of the week. This is very important. This is not research. This is not something that we're hypothetical. This is actually ready for prime time. It's out there, and it's amazing medical breakthrough. Doug, how many people in a year do you think worldwide get a pacemaker like your father? Take a guess.
Oh, I bet hundreds of thousands.
A million. One million people worldwide receive a heart pacemaker each year. And a pacemaker is just replacing the natural spark plug that you're born with. We have this spark in our heart, which causes our heart to initiate the heartbeat a couple of billion, 2 billion times in most average lifetimes. So it's amazing. And this spark will wear out, or the wiring in the heart will not be working the way it should. So for several reasons, you need to put a new spark into the heart. And the news this week is that the first leadless, wire-free heart pacemaker was approved by the FDA. It's from Medtronic. It's the Micra transcatheter pacing system, and it works like other pacemakers to regulate your heart rate in people with heart rhythm disorders, but it does not use wired leads to make the electrical connection between the device, which is a battery essentially, and the heart. You know, and the usual traditional pacemaker is a battery and one or two wires, which you have to operate, make a little pocket under the skin, and then you advance the wire through the vein into the heart, and the heart tip, the wire tip lodges in the inside surface. But these wires can malfunction, they can get infected, and issues can develop. The new inch-long micro device, it's implanted directly into the right ventricle chamber of the heart. That's the right lower chamber of the heart, and with no lead wire needed. So it's easier to insert, and there's no lead malfunction, there's no infection. This is a real big breakthrough. It's not for all people because it's just one lead, and many people need both leads, the top and the bottom of the heart being paced. But this is a breakthrough.
A breakthrough. We like those. 29 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices cardiology and medicine at Lake Cardiology. That's his facility in Mount Dora, Florida. It's a great facility, a clinic that is better than any place I've ever seen. What great equipment he has, great people working there. So if you're someone who's traveling to that area and you got some issues, no matter whether you live in the east, the north, the south, wherever, call the office and see if you can get some time with Dr. Ken while you're there. 352-735-1400, or people that are closer in. He's a great guy, as you can tell by listening to him. His bedside manner is second to none. He's just really solid. From my own experience, I give you that. 352-735-1400 for his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Florida, or 800 Lake Cardio. But I will tell you, the trip and the time there would be well worth it. We're going through, as usual, some of the studies from the week. We have a lot of call information that we have produced and presented. I find very interesting this story about the gap between pregnancies in women. I have a friend who, if you can believe this, I can't even say it sometimes. I struggle when I tell the story. Comes from a family of 21 children.
Whoa.
And I'm wondering whether this is something, this study about the short gap between pregnancies. This woman's mother died when she was 49 after having had 21 babies. So the children, though, for the most part, are in good shape from what I know, but the children of the children have had issues like autism, like being dull. There are all kinds of different ways of defining that. But this looks to me like it's pretty compelling information because there's so much focus today because so many children have autism, Ken.
What did the mother expire of, just out of curiosity?
I think, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm trying to remember. She had just had a baby. It wasn't much long, you know, it was like within a month or so of the birth of her last baby. So could it be complications of giving birth?
It sure possibly could be.
49, you know, having 20, woof. Let me think about it. That's a baby pretty much every year. From her, she had her first baby when she was 19, and her last one when she was 49. So that's 30 years, 22 babies. Good God.
That's a baby almost every year. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's got to kill you.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so close to Ripley's.
Yeah. So tell me what the study here suggests about if you have not a lot of lead time, what is the right amount of time?
Three years, 4 years?
How do you come out of this?
This comes out in the medical journal Pediatrics, and maybe they'll extend it to the children of the children, as you're pointing out. But what they looked at was the best, the safest interval, the gap between pregnancies to avoid autism. And what they learned was that spacing pregnancies in close succession, Doug, as the story you just told, may increase the risk of autism in children. Longer pregnancy spacing in excess of 5 years actually may also increase the risk of autism. The ideal inter-pregnancy interval, that's the time elapsed between the birth of the immediate older sibling and the conception of the younger sibling, is 2 to 5 years in order to reduce the risk of autism. So, Mom, you want to put about 2 to 5 years between the next offspring to lower the risk of autism.
All right. Another item of interest that I saw this week, as a matter of fact, we had the story at DougStefan.com about the number of people who are traveling to Europe to get pregnant. There's a wave of IVF tourism going on, which is in vitro fertilization. My daughter had that, and I'm wondering if there are reasons other. I mean, we have my daughter went to UCLA, and the doctors there managed after a couple of tries to get her pregnant, and she has a wonderful year and a half. My God, what a beautiful kid. But is it harder here than there? Is it less expensive? It wasn't. It was pretty expensive to get it done here. So I guess I would wonder why there would be so many people going over there. In fact, you know, you find sometimes there are various health causes that become the reason for, if you will, in quotation marks, tourists to go visit a particular country.
Well, the bigger category here is medical tourism,
yes.
And specifically what you're talking about is fertility tourism. It's also referred to as reproductive tourism. And usually efforts at medical tourism are done because of cost and also because the procedure that one wants is either illegal or unavailable locally. And that's the driving factor behind the tourists. IVF, in vitro fertilization tourism, is probably mostly generated by cost.
It is. All right. Well,
but there are some who've tried whatever's available locally, and they can't get what they want. But, you know, in America, it costs about $15,000, Mexico, $7,800, Thailand, $6,500, and the best bargains in India, $3,300.
You know, and that's about the price range. I think my daughter's was 17, if I'm not mistaken. Or it came somewhere between 15 and 17. It is expensive. But, boy, what wonderful results if you have the right people working on it. I guess they're all the right ingredients. It's just one of those things. Some people call it a miracle, which reminds me, I don't usually take the time on a program like this to extol the value and virtue of a movie. And this one is one, I don't know if it's controversial, but it tells a story in a way that gives you faith and hope and does speak to medical miracles. There's a movie Jennifer Garner is in now called Miracles from Heaven that we saw last night. And it's a little, it's just a tad preachy, but yet if you take that away, if it's troubling, those of us who believe in God, those of us who believe in miracles, the story of a girl, this was a true story.
This is a true story, isn't it?
True story, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard about it.
Yeah, a girl developed some sort of intestinal problem and she was going to die, and nobody seemed to be able to do anything for her, and she was playing in a tree with her sisters and fell down into the tree and woke up basically with the problem gone. I mean, it's obviously more extensive than that. But I wonder how many times you see people, that's what I'm bringing this around to you and your experience at your clinic. How many times over the years, you've been practicing medicine for 35 years as a cardiologist, you've seen thousands of people. Have you ever thought that someone was hopeless, it was over, and yet they somehow or other miraculously were cured?
It's very rare, but I've seen one or two. And I wish it would happen more often, but miracles in medicine, they do occur, but unfortunately, in my experience, they're very rare.
And what would you say, is there, if I can use the word cause, is there a causal? Do you just think,
I think we're just
power,
not
prayer, thoughts, and that's
well, you know, studies show that prayer does help, especially in cancer. Mm-hmm. And I think there, it's just down to the fact that we don't understand everything about everything, and there are things that just happen because we don't quite yet understand.
I think we don't understand lots of things about lots of things.
Exactly.
I think the world of information that we keep finding, what is it, every year we double the amount of knowledge that we had from whatever previous, like, I remember somebody telling me once when the internet first became like the place to go for referencing, and that all of the information that was in the Encyclopedia Britannica was something that now, with the way we do research and the way we are finding things out, that sort of thing doubles and triples and quadruples every year. The amount of information that's available about things, everything. It's amazing.
I have seen a few miracles. I wish I would see more, but mm-hmm. you know, things that, you know, people live when everybody said they just wouldn't, or make turnarounds, and they do occur, and I just wish I would see more.
Right. Well, again, thoughts are things. Think about things. You can think yourself healthy, I think, or keep yourself healthy by thinking about your health. I certainly have found that. I think that's
well, the power of the mind is just unbelievable. And you know, if prayer helps in that area, you know, of course.
I really think that the reason I'm as healthy as I am is because I have a mindset of health, and I also am very curious about what's going on. See, we say this a lot on the program, but because it's true. It's your responsibility to know what's going on in your body. It's not Ken's responsibility, not whatever doctor you choose to go to for whatever. They're there to help you understand what's going on, but you need to know and be responsible for the care of your and the health of your body. It's Dr. Ken isn't responsible for that. He can help you with information. No doctor is. That's your job, because it's your body. It's your life. So you give it over to somebody else. Oh, I went to the doctor so he could save me. Doctor's not going to save you. The doctor's going to help you with information and procedures and that sort of thing. But it's really up to you and your mindset.
Well, it's a team effort.
Yeah, I suppose. That's a good way of putting it. All right, let's get to the team effort of getting rid of puffiness and bags under your eyes, the lines around your eyes. Get rid of that problem, which has been there with many of you for a long time. It's called the Bill Clinton effect. Bill Clinton always had bags, puffiness under his eyes, didn't sleep enough. I didn't eat the right foods. So water is what happens. The water collects under your eyes, and that's where the bags and puffiness come from. So through the stem cell therapy at Chamonix, Genucel was developed. The fellow who developed it did it at the request of a lady. Ken has that story and why it is. This is one of those perfect mind-body things. You feel good about the way you look, and your body will be healthier. So how does this work?
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been telling you about Chamonix for years now, but do you know how it all began? A lady asked our pharmacist friend George to recommend her a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. He could have told her that no such product existed. Instead, George mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's cream, and Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy he had in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products are infused with antioxidants, and they use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts. Order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment, Genucel, right now, and George will double your order absolutely free.
It's new technology, incredibly powerful, a clinical-grade serum guaranteed to show your results in 12 hours or your money back. 800-822-6145 to take Dr. Ken's advice. Try Genucel and say goodbye to puffiness and bags today. 800-822-6145. They use a patented plant stem cell technology. It's actually an apple that they use. It's very interesting if you read between the lines here. Brilliant results. 800-822-6145 to get rid of the bags of puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and the dark circles. 800-822-6145.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here. Until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus, more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. How do you handle things that you know are bad for us, but we can't seem to avoid? I come into contact with GMO questions all the time because of my farm background. People are trying to avoid. I do this other radio program in addition to the Good Day called the American Family Farmer, Ken. We're always talking about GMO foods because the locavores are annoyed that they can't get away from GMO foods and some of the things that are part of the fallout that come along with it. Hard to stay healthy sometimes from the inside out when you're exposed to things like that that are admittedly bad for you.
It surely is. Genetically modified foods, I guess, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. The stuff that you can't, it just is in every, I mean, at least this whole business about trying to get them labeled is one thing, but when you eat them, they're not good for you. So, but it's so hard to avoid stuff like that. I don't know what you do to sort of ward off the effects.
I don't know if there's any way to do that. I think really just you have to live a healthy lifestyle and do the best you can and get as close to the land as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the knowing is one good thing for sure. Somebody asked that question. That's why we address it here. 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Doctor, I think I'm sick. Ain't had my medicine. 53 after the hour now. Good day, health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. We get to a couple of those as we can. There was a discussion, Ken, on my weekday program about doping and the etymology, the word doping and where dope comes, you know, because the athletes that have been accused of enhancing their prowess by using drugs or sometimes natural substances are called dopers, and they get accused of doping. And so I guess I come back around, not necessarily to the word itself, but the use of some of these things and how the public misunderstands what really some of this stuff is, because many of these products are available over the counter. They're in foods. They're used to enhance. Sometimes the extracts are stronger than what you can get in the food. But I think that certainly there have been steroids that have been abused by baseball players, football players, and that sort of thing. But from what I can get out of looking at, especially this latest incident with the lady tennis player, I don't see this product as that serious at all. And so you got to wonder sometimes, how do they measure all of these things? And what goes on in the body when you enhance it with some of these either drugs or natural substances? Why does it change the context of the body?
Well, the question is whether we should all perform and compete without any drugs affecting our ability to perform. And there are substances which can enhance performance. And, you know, it is what it is. And they may have long-term adverse effects on the body, but short-term they improve our ability to perform athletically. And that's what is outlawed with doping. And you know, you talked about the origin of the word doping. There's some several theories on that. Dop was an alcoholic drink in the 18th century. The word also may come from the Dutch word dupe, which is a thick dipping sauce. And those are the theories about where this all came from. In the late 1880s, dope was used in connection with the preparation of a thick, viscous preparation of opium for smoking. And during the 1890s, extended to any narcotic drug which was used.
All right. So under the circumstances, this is, you know, who the heck knows? I find it to be too general a category, frankly.
Well, you need to know what's on the list of substances which are banned, and just avoid them. And I guess you have you have a disagreement about specific substances which are on the list.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that some of them are to be banned, and some of them ought not to be banned because they're not that they don't do that much, and they're certainly not to the caliber. I mean, it's like everybody puts all these things into one big Bailey, where it's not.
Well, usually there's stimulants.
Yeah,
and the right. and or anabolic steroids. Those are the two main groups that are banned.
All right, Walker wants to know about the Whole 30 diet. What's your personal impression, Dr. Ken, of the Whole 30 diet? I don't really know what the Whole 30 diet is, but I've got to think it's like a lot of these other diets, the paleo diet, there's a Mediterranean diet, the Whole 30 diet, he heard about and wondered what you thought about it.
The Whole 30 diet.
Yeah.
I guess that's the one that changes your life in 30 days.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to say, there's a book out on it. I have not read the book. I will take a look at this and give you some comments next week. But I, for diet, you know, I think I have solved for me, you know, I just combined the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. Although I don't have high blood pressure, the dietary approach to stop hypertension or high blood pressure, I combine those two diets and I just know how many calories I need to eat to maintain my weight. And it's simple as that. But, you know, there's this New York Times bestselling book on the Whole 30 diet, and I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I know. It's just being sensible. And as far as I'm concerned, not eating too much. When you are full, you should stop eating. There are a lot of people that just keep eating and eating. I think that's why the stomach gets bigger and sort of, what do they call it, distended or extended or something. When you're used to keep eating and eating and eating, when your body tells you when you've had enough because your stomach's full. That's pretty much it, right?
Well, the whole thing about every diet study that I've seen is it just depends how you get your calories, and that's the key, is know your calories and pick healthy foods.
Dr. Ken Kronos on Good Day Health.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.